I always said this about Dig. You know, the top 50 users on Dig, if they gave them $500 a month or $1,000 a month, and it worked.
I could. And I'll take $500 for twittering. No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't do it.
No, I'm talking about people who do actual content creation.
We're talking about kind of incentivizing people to do things.
You say if Kevin Rose said the top 100 people on Twitter.
I don't know. No, but I mean, it's a really political issue on Dig, though, because, I mean, people are already convinced that the top users are treated as kind of an elite.
That's what they're doing. The top users.
I think that might just steer it towards being even worse, surely.
This is the thing. It's like a bribe. I mean, you know, if you allow people to make a living,
you say it worked, but if it worked, why am I not on Netscape right now?
Well, because they only had 3 months to work on it. But it was. Trust me, it was working. The thing is, the people who I'm not. And
so why didn't they continue with? Why did they just blindside you and say, oh no, you know what?
Well,
you know what? That's working great, but
I left. I mean, and there was nobody there to defend it. But you know, the thing is,
right? But the stats speak for themselves, surely.
Yeah, and the stat we're showing that Netscape, you know, got like 2 million more unique visitors a month when we changed it over. So